Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 Reese's Senior Bowl with the standout running back from Memphis, Antonio Gibson.
What's it like being down here and being amongst the elite seniors of the 2020 class?
Enjoying the talent, enjoying the process also. We finally get a chance to get out on the field, so I'm going to get a chance to see what it feels like. But I feel like my talent will show. I feel like I could compete with anybody at any level, so I'm just ready for the opportunity, really.
5 years old, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
I'm not going to lie. Starting off, I was an athlete. I always had the speed. I was always the smallest guy, so I was always, they used to call me Lil Tony. I always play up. My mom always made me play up, so I wasn't just the impactful guy on the team, but I always did something. And as I got older, it kind of started to fill in. I got bigger and stuff started to flow. Yes, sir.
So kind of how do you start trending, I guess, towards that running back position?
First, I played wide receiver at Memphis. So
did you? I didn't know you started.
So I'm receiver, running back. But they got me here to running back because I didn't do too much running back, and they feel like I could fit a running back fit in the league. But running back, as the season went on, they started giving me the ball. They seen when I got the ball in my hands, I made something happen. So they put me in the backfield, and I ran hard. I was averaging a good amount of yards every carry. So as they started progressing, I got more touches, and it went from there.
So how comfortable do you feel just kind of doing it? How much more is there that you can be better, I guess?
A lot. It's a lot that I don't know a running back. For sure, like pass pro. I have no problem blocking, but, once I pick up who I'm reading, who I need to pick up, I have no problem with it, but I definitely need to learn a lot there. I did a lot of outside zones in Memphis, so, getting used to, accustomed to hitting hard and getting upfield vertical, so hitting inside gaps and things like that, and I feel like once I get those and, learning the little details here and there, like I'd be a great running back, great receiver, every woman.
Yeah, and having that dual skill set,
sure.
A creative coach is going to fall in love with you. I asked all the guys to come on the show. If you're in the film room with these guys, what are those abilities, though? What are the things that are going to pop off tape when that ball's in your hand?
Man, when I get the ball, there's nobody stopping me. First tackle, willing to miss, not going down easy at all. So if you don't wrap me up or if you just don't put a lick on me, I'm not going down. I can make somebody miss. And also with my size, I can create separation. I feel like I got good vision. Yeah. I feel like I'm a matchup problem.
Anything go unnoticed? Weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain? I don't know.
Weight room, that's just a part of the work. I work hard on the field, off the field, wherever you I don't think it's too much unnoticed. Coach Storms always give me a good word. He let people know what's going on, so I don't think that's going on unnoticed, but I work on and off the field, weight room, off the field, on practice field, off the practice field, wherever.
Monday night, football's going on, maybe family, friends text you, hey, Antonio, watching the game, this guy reminds us of you. Do you get comparisons to anybody?
I get a few. You got Cordell Patterson. I don't really know the guy's first name. He used to play for the Green Bay Packers. His last name was Montgomery.
Ty Montgomery.
Yep.
With the
kind of
Jets,
use him at running back, receiver.
Uh-huh.
I just got one, Debo Samuel, said they kind of remind me, I remind him of him. So I get a few comparisons, a guy who's, versatile in the league.
Listen, we've been doing this show a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And I love Cordell Patterson, Ty Montgomery, Debo. That is a variety
of talent.
Yeah, Cordell Patterson. Yeah, that is fantastic. I love it. Great, great response. Before we let you go, we don't want to hog you up. We always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. So are you ready to take a shot with some of these?
Let's do it.
All right. Any pregame rituals?
Pregame rituals. Not really. Not too a pregame ritual guy, but listen to music before the game, things like that. That's about it.
Nice. Now, you said they call you Little Tony. They call you anything different now?
They call me AG now. You got back home, they call me Tony in Georgia. Call me Tony, Tonyo, whatever they want to call me. Got to Mississippi, they call me AG, and then got to Memphis kind of stuff, so I'm getting called AG a lot.
Excellent. And the final one, we always tally up the names before our last draft show. We announced which female celebrity got the most invites If you can invite any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, you can bring to dinner.
I'm going with Halle Berry.
Old school, but that's like a Tom Brady pick.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Antonio Gibson is a wise, wise man. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, we like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed.
Always. Thank you.
Once again, that is Tony Gibson here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.